USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His town reduced to rubble by the most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. in decades. This Panama Beach, Florida resident says he's lucky to be alive.
If I would have known there was going to be a Cat 4 and a direct hit, wouldn't stay.
Six people are confirmed dead as a result of the powerful storm. One of those deaths in North Carolina, where the governor, Roy Cooper, says
one person was killed when a tree fell on his car in Iredell County.
Cooper says search and rescue teams are still hard at work in his state. Hundreds of thousands are still without power in the southeast because of the storm, which has since moved out to sea. This week's slide on Wall Street might be ending. The Dow Jones average expected to surge at the opening bell based on futures trading as investors race to buy while prices are low. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There are reports that a North Carolina pastor, Andrew Brunson, is going to be set free soon after being detained in Turkey for over 2 years. Here's John Clemens.
Pastor Brunson was charged with being involved in a failed 2016 coup attempt in Ankara. If found guilty, Brunson would face a 35-year prison sentence. Negotiations have been held with officials in Ankara, and according to Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, Brunson will continue to receive support.
Our folks from our embassy in Turkey have been very engaged in this case, have been providing assistance and support in any way that we can for Pastor Brunson and his family.
I'm John Clemens.
Reports are Brunson could be set free today. President Trump will be campaigning in Ohio today, scheduled to headline a campaign rally for U.S. Senate candidate Jim Renacci at the county fairgrounds in Lebanon, Ohio. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyers are reportedly ready to answer questions in the Russia probe. CNN citing inside sources is saying that Trump's legal team is prepping written responses to questions from the special counsel Robert Mueller. It's unclear if the president would agree to be interviewed in person. The written questions are said to focus on possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians trying to meddle in the 2016 election. Investigators also looking into possible obstruction of justice over the firing of FBI Chief James Comey. This week's slide on Wall Street could be ending as the Dow Jones average is heading for a surge at Friday's opening bell based on futures trading. Investors racing to buy while prices are low after the past few days. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also poised for increases. The tech stocks have led the decline in recent weeks, or actually I should say recent days, with concerns over tariffs on imports from China hurting many American businesses that make products over there, and that includes Apple. And Carson Wentz threw three touchdown passes. Big rivalry last night in Thursday Night Football, and the Eagles come out on top, jolting the Giants 34-13 at MetLife Stadium. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.